everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for the Friday Night Sociable, conducted by Lauman Abner, whose everyday experiences are sent to you each evening, except Saturday and Sunday, by your own local Ford dealer. In my opinion, the new Ford V8 is the most economical car on the market, says Ransom Singley, grocer of Mangum, Oklahoma. We've been telling you what we believe about the new Ford V8. Now let us select this letter from the thousands received and tell you what this owner says. Mr. Singley writes, "I own a Ford V8, and in my opinion, it is the most economical car on the market. On one trip, I drove 640 miles in 12 hours and 25 minutes. This included four stops and speed up to 87 miles an hour. And without apparently using any oil at all, the car averaged 21 miles per gallon of gasoline." Lauman Abner would be glad to have your opinion of the new Ford V8. As we look in on Pine Ridge tonight, we find the schoolhouse completely filled and the neighbors still coming for the big sociable. The ice cream served last Friday probably accounts for the unusually large attendance tonight. Lum is in charge of the entertainment as usual and is ringing the telephone so the three listeners out on the party line hookup may be sure of hearing the festivities. Take down your receiver and listen.
Howdy, everybody, out on the party line. Mighty proud you're listening in. Wish you could be down here at the schoolhouse with us. We're having a big time, big crowd here. Recollect, me and Abner's are putting on these little get-ups every Friday night to sort of advertise our Ford business. All we ask is that you drive the new Ford V8 before you buy. Want to thank you all for the nice letters you've been sending in. Appreciate that. Now we get along with the sociable. That's the Pine Ridge String Band over there playing. And all right, Cap, turn the boys loose. Let them go. Everybody quiet, taking up a lot of time with that hand slapping.
Hey, say, Rob, look down there on the second row. There sits him swishy older.
Well, I swore to goodness, I didn't know he was here. Let's make him get up here on the platform.
Why, sure, they tried to slip in, not let us see him. Make him come up here.
All right, boys, get on up here. We want to tune out of you. All right, go ahead,
Doggy's arm, you know, I used to sing just like him swishy older does when I was a kid or a boy growing up.
Haven't you never sung that way? Never heard you yodel in my life?
Well, I did when I was about 14 years old. My voice was changing. That sang.
That's the way they sing over in Switzerland. You take them foreign countries, they all sing different. You take down in Africa, they got queer customs. Now, down there, when them folks gets mad, they take a stick and start beating on the ground with it.
Start beating on the ground?
Yeah, when they're right mad.
Why, they don't want to do that in Africa. As I was going in the county seat the other day, I seen some fellas on the golf course up there doing the same thing, just a whamming the ground. Well, as long as you know these here folks here, these big stars down here, they just walk on their hind legs like us folks does.
Just
human beings.
Now, let's see. Folks, we got a sort of surprise for you tonight. Stopping over here at the Summer Resort Hotel is Larry Adler. He's the one that played in Flying Colors, and he's going to play on the mouth organ that same number he played in.
He's going to play in Pine Ridge tonight, though.
Yeah, but he's going to play on the mouth organ. He's what is known as the jazz of the mouth organ. Go ahead.
Hi, Larry.
Seen George Hartsick out there a while ago, and he said if you want him to sing, do it right away. He had to go back down. You know, he's night walking down here at the lumber company now. He's got to get back to work.
Well, we just have George sing his song now. George, if you're ready, go ahead. All right, folks, George Hartsick.
Where the deer and the antelope graze.
I dog his arm. That was fine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, sir, I've been feeling all day like this was Friday, Tom.
Like it's Friday?
Yeah.
Or it is Friday.
It is. Well, maybe that's the reason I've been feeling that way.
Right, well, folks, there's two men in the maid is here now from the county seat. I know we all enjoy hearing them. Sort of favorite around here now. All right, the two men in the maid's going to sing first.
He's only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. Her beauty was sold for an old man's gold. He's a bird in a gilded cage. Some folks like music like that, it is true, but music like that's not for us. We like music modern, some fast and some slow, and this is the way that we think it should go. She's a bird in a gilded cage, a great mistake in her life she's made, for happiness she sold when she married him for gold. Woe-dee-woe-dee-woe. Though she lives in a mansion grand, though there's wealth at her command, she isn't very happy with the rumble of the pappy. Woe-dee-woe-dee-woe. She would like to make some hot chance, she'd like to go and watch the coons hidey-hidey-hidey-ho. She would love to have the chance to make some whoopee at a dance where the music of the band makes her feel loady-go. She's in the money. She's got a lot of what it takes to get along. She's in the money, she's in the money, but with all her gold, she's not happy with gold. She's a bird, she's a bird in a gilded cage.
Hey, Rom, come up here. Well, come here. What's next on the program today, Rom? Who's that you're talking to back
there? You see you're right,
Marvel.
Look,
I don't
think
you got anything, Skinner. Well, just a minute.
I got
to
be.
You better watch now,
Evelina. Wait, just a minute. I got an out. Folks, that's a good-looking girl I just talking to. Just stopping over here at the Summer Resort Hotel, and I surprised to know that's Miss Frances Langford. Mighty proud to have a 60 person is that in the community here in Pine Ridge. She's on her way out to California to make a new moving picture.
Is it a picture?
Oh, yeah, a regular moving picture.
I want to
touch it. Now, Miss Langford has kindly consented to help us out on our little get up tonight, and we're going to have the hotel orchestra play or something in for her. All right, Miss Langford.
I know a bundle of humanity, charming as can be. Why, I'm really driven to insanity when he speaks to me. He's a richly thought out person and always so blase. But I try to overcome his vanity and learn the way. I'm young and healthy and he's got charm. His ability to know together in your arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, just what am I? If I can help you, I keep away. But that ain't my name, you know, for the world of a man. I'm young and healthy, so let's go gold. In a new and lovely day, do you want?